Oh, no, I should have told you later. I don't know if he told you this counts. It's okay, fine. And there's one thing I wanted to be mashal from last week. Last week, if you remember, we learned halach of kinyani shmira, how a person can go ahead and become a shemra de kinyani. So if you remember, there's a chuz harash that comes in also with gabi kabbal shmira. So that's why it's something we're going to end up discussing today anyway. What's a case of the chuz harash? So chuz harash, the Torah brings it down. It's, I think Kaltan Dalit. The Rosh guy had a shava from the son Yechiel about someone that was asked to bring shoes from Makom LaMakom, and the shoes were never placed into the hands of the Nifkar, but rather the Mafkid, the Balabai, the Baal HaMinolim, he himself put it on top of the Chamar, and when the Chamar reached his destination and the Mafkid asked the surveyor for the shoes, he was unable to find them. And it seems that in the middle of the journey, he had took a pit stop. And when he went on the side of the road and left the donkey by Madera, it says that someone must have come along and taken the shoes. So the Ben Rosh wants to know whether the Baal HaChamor is going to be chayav to pay the Baal Minolim back for the shoes. But that's the shaila. So the whole shayla of the etzem is soiviv on the inyan of kabbalah shmir. Was there a kabbalah shmir here or not? No, that's the way he shelled the vector shayla. Rabbi Chiyal shelled the vector shayla when the Baal HaChamor said put the shoes down over here. Is that considered a kabbalah shmir? Well, Maisa, the Rosh basically answers the shayla mitzarach. He says it doesn't have to do with anything. He says that since the Baal HaMinolim left the Minolim, and the Baal HaChamor knew that the Baal HaMinolim was no longer going to be there, then al karchach he was mekabel shmir. Right, that's what the Rosh says. Pachas Yaseh, that's what the Rosh says. This halacha is been passed in by the Shulchan Aruch in the Sif Beis Beis Tzadi Al Sif Beis. So, we're going to get into the Kabbalah Shmir aspect of the Shaila, but the Rabbi Eger and the Machane Ephraim both ask a very pashut Shaila. The Machaber passes this to the Rosh, Frank to Rabbi Eger and the Machane Ephraim, very good, can we talk Kabbalah Shmir, or we can just say perhaps maybe it was a Kabbalah Shmir even though the Lashon wasn't good, because as we're going to see, the Baal HaMinolim packed out, so the Mela, the Baal HaChamor knew that he was supposed to be in the Kabbalah Shmir. But what happened to Kinyanei Shmira? Look, we just went through what's going to be with Kinyanei Shmira. He didn't do any Kinyanei Shmira. So he says, Elamai, shot that he was Meshach Zayn the Chamar. So it's not the fact that Meshach Chamar is not enough. That's like being Meshach of Behema, the Kelim Sha'Allah, which is Svik of the Dina, Mechatesi. That would be enough of the Kinyan to go ahead and be Mechayiv the Shemir. So he says Rekiv Eger, Apei Pashav Shat, it's a Rosh HaShitasai. The Rosh HaShitasa, the old Tzidut Bailam is considered a king. So maybe that's the reason why he's kind. Right? That's what Kibbeh Eger says. Machane Ephraim says the same exact thing. That it's the Rosh HaShitasa, and that's the reason why he's going to be kind. But they don't fear ice. What's the problem? There's a huge problem then. In Sifhe, the Machaber brings down both the Shitas of Rosh and both the Shitas of Rambam. He brings down the Rambam also to say that perhaps Kinyan Shmira needs a Maisa Kinyan Mamish, just say some Meshicha. It's not enough Tzidut Bailam. So how can you go ahead and postulate the Rosh over here and say that Tzidut Bailam is enough? And for sure, if you that's a Shach. The Shach that holds that the Iker is like the Rambam, for sure it's Shver. What's going to be? How can you postulate the Rambam out of one side of the mouth and postulate this Tzidut Rosh, which seems to be only according to the Shitas of the Rosh, Tzidut Bailam? It's not shady. That's the kasher of Rekiv Eger Machane Ephraim and Bidlai Shver. The Nesivus here says Yisoid Gadol, which we've used over the years in different places. I'll give you some examples of where we've applied the Nesivus. Nesivus and the Halacha of the Nesivus is obviously to somehow say why the Rambam is masking over here that the Shemra is going to be chayiv, the Baal HaChamor is going to be chayiv. Says the Nesivus, what's the pshat? Why the Baal HaChamor is going to be chayiv? The reason why the Baal HaChamor is chayiv is because the reason why you're chayiv over here is not mitzat Shemra. He says, the reason why you're not Shemir, you're not a Shemir. Why are you not a Shemir? Because you didn't do a Mashiach. Elamai, so why are you Chayim? He says, whenever you go ahead and you take something and you bring it, you put it in a Makom where it's going to be Avod, says he said the same way we find mostly by Avedo, something called Avedi Midas. If someone puts someone in some a chifet that he owns, then no matter what's going to be lost, it's called an Avedi Midas. So too he says, what? But he's a king, he has right to master his own things. Sure, but other people have a right to take it. In other words, the momentous of the chifet is no longer shacked to the violent. So too, when it comes to this type of thing also, if you take something to a place where it's going to be avod, so he said that's considered a ma'isa mazik, which the Kishna
says.
No, Pesheyah. No, it doesn't help. Even if you, we're going to learn the study of Shia Mitam Mazik a little bit. But even if you hold, even if you say like the Rambam, the whole Shia Mitam, right? So Machlokes Rambam, right? Whether Shia Mitam Mazik or not, it's probably whether we see about Ravimai by Shia or not. Okay, that's a big raid. A lot of the Achrayim, there's a lot of Torah written on that. But Avad, even if Shia Mitam Mazik, the Chiyav is Neveyah. It's Nevei Mitam Shia. No one's going to call a Pesheya a real Mazik. In other words, it's a Mazik Chudeshes. If I go ahead, if for example, it's a Mufur Shigamara, if I leave a gate of a fence open and the animal runs out, am I Chayv or am I Potter? I'm not a Shemir. I go to the gate of the barn, someone's barn, I open up the barn door, and all the animals wander off and they get lost. Madin.
Potter.
That's Mufur Shigamara. Parents get it, live in his Chavir. You're Chayv Din Shemayim, but Potter Din Yadam. Mufur Shigamara Nakayas. Surprise. You're Potter because it's only a Groma. But if the Perpasha that a Shemir that leaves the door open is a Pesheya and he's Chayv for anything that happens. Yeah? That's Pasha. So you see that Pesheya B'derek Klal, this is something we're going to be dealing with when we deal with the Chiyuvim of a Shemir. Pesheya, the definition is only a Groma. And even though it's a groma, a shamer is going to be chayv on it. And it could be that, according to some rishonim, it's a gilui and all shamer are going to be chayv on groma. There is a tzad that all shamer are chayv on groma, and the raya is pshia. Any groma that happens. By like Ludugma, I'll give you an example. I don't want to get off the subject so much. Ludugma, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a shout out to the worker. If you have an uman is a shemir. Okay, kol uman is shemir sacharim. You have an uman that you asked him to do a job by a certain time, and he didn't have it ready by a certain time because that you have some money. So it's mivatuk is a shachavera, but it could be mivatuk is a shachavera is still a groma, so it could be even be chayv for that hefsek. We'll have to see all these things. But that a shemir may be chayv in groma. Okay, but ma'isa.
You had to see anyway. The person told him to put it on the top of somewhere.
That's a putting on the Chamar Zayin of Shia. The fact that he left it unwashed was the Shia.
But if he didn't, it was
with
not permission, but I mean, maybe
guided
to the direction of the Baal
Chamar.
But the Chamar didn't take
that
responsibility.
What responsibility? What are you asking? Are you asking that you should be chayv about Shomer? Like, what are you asking? Why should he be chayv? Chamar should be chayv, why? He didn't do kinis. Where's the kinis? But you're missing something very basic over here. I don't have any shayla.
Yeah,
there's
no kinis in here though.
Why not?
If
you go to Rosh, there's no kinis. Right. That's why you're chayv. It's a trap.
Why does the rabbi mean chayv?
Right, that's the kasha.
So the Nesivus,
I didn't answer you. So the Nesivus says that the pshat is the reason why you're chayv is not because of the chiyuv b'shayner. It's because you're a matzah. Which is a chiddush. If you ever put something in the matzah where it's a strong possibility that we avod, you have a din of a matzah. So chiv is not a chiv b'shemer. Chiv is mitzah chiv b'matzah. You're a matzah. And memela, if we're mistaken what happened to it, maybe you wouldn't make shuas hashemer. The chiv is not mitzah shemer. The chiv is not a matzah chiv. I so what's it doing in the hashemer? That's good kasha. But with ma'isa, the chiv is a chiv matzah.
I can't leave it, but if I bring it to this place,
and I'll leave it on watch. You know, the etzem fact that the etzem bring it to this place, even though when I brought it, maybe I was there. But if I bring it to this place, it's my achrayus to make sure I don't put it. I don't put it in the matzah where it's going to be over. That's my achrayus. It's not out of shame. It's my achrayus as a son. Whatever I do with myself, right now it's in a mokum where it's going to be over. When I leave, it's all totally over now. I did a mice in the guf achivet. So you're asking for a good kasha. You're asking that when I brought it to the makom avod, I was there. So Elamai, when was it? When was the mice when did the mice take hesitant place? When I left. So that's only a groma. That's not a mazir. The homeless here says, I did a mice in the guf achivet. The mice in the guf achivet was I brought it to the makom avod. But when I brought it to the makom avod, like you're saying, that the Baal Chamor knew what I was going to do. I was going to bring it today, Mazar. And not only that, I was, but even more, I'm being mice. I'm there. Elamai said, where's the hezek? When I walked away. When I walk away, it's not a mice in the guf achivet.
You're taking over whatever.
No, it's more than that. I'm asking a much better kasha. It's not a mice in the guf achivet. I'm not doing a mice in the guf achivet. So it's not a mazik anymore. It's a groma. You know, the whole part in the series was, I'm doing a mice hezek in the guf achivet. So the mice in the guf achivet. I brought it from point A where it's shamor to point B, the imadarach where it's not shamor and it's an aved midas. But if I'm on point B, it's not an aveda. Because I'm there. So the chatzat's not an aveda at all. Elamai, when's it become an aveda when I leave? That's nochamol, not a mice in the guf achivet. That's what kasha here. I have to think about that. Exactly what the story of that is. Well, the mice says, the receiver says that type of thing is. That type of thing is going to be it's considered my samazik since I put it in such a matzah. We had a where we have these types of things, so we shall do so. You went out without being a shamer. One time we had a case. One time in seminary, a girl came over to me. It seems that people bring they want to make a little business on the side. So they bring these like candy dishes to the seminary. That way, the girls bring candy dishes to their hosts. So they bring a bunch of them, and people, you know, when you take it, if you want to take one, you put money in the box, and you pay for it. And that's the way someone makes a little bit of money, I guess. So there was one there. There was a candy dish that was left in one of the rooms by the moicher. Was left in one of the dorm rooms, and one of the girls in the dorm room put it on the windowsill. And then someone else came along, opened the window, didn't realize that it was there, and the candy just fell and smashed the smithereens. And she wanted to know, the one that put it on the sill wanted to know whether she's chayav. She's not a shimer. She never was in the Kabbalah Shemir, she never did anything. Shaila is by the fact that she went ahead and put something in a matzah. Where if someone just flips open the window, especially since it's not local for it to be in such a place, did I create a matzav where it's an offer? And chitiz became offer. You hear? I wasn't matzav the chitiz. Someone else came along with matzav the chitiz. The other person was matzav the chitiz was an einus gomer. Because they didn't realize it's not a normal place for chitiz to be. The question is that when I went ahead and I put this chitiz there, is that considered that I made the chitiz offer? That was ma'abed the chitiz. The fact that it's in a place where so easily you can go ahead and get lost, is that going to be mechayiv mitzad the din of the nesiva? So when I put a chifetz in a matzav where it's going to be avod, so then I consider I did a ma'aseh mazik. You know, any time I put a chifetz, you know, if I find something and I put it down in a place where a person comes along is not going to realize that it's there and gets the genizik, ken zayin the nesiva is going to apply. You hear? The stack of something in
the
chayim.
The
value of the tray.
Why not? $10.
I mean, you're asking the retail wholesale shop.
That's what's coming
up to. Look at that. Yeah, that's what comes down to your show. She broke the dish. It's going to be. She broke the dish. I don't think they. You think you want to know how much?
It's not.
Yeah, that's
what it
is.
Can't be the thing on the glass.
Huh?
Yeah,
look at that. So that was a story. Okay. Fine. So there's all different types of cases where the nesivos can come in. But the fact that the nesivus is a yiduah nesivus. You can find situations where you can use a nesivus, that even though normally you can't be mechayev on some regular matzah, because I did do a ma'aseh has mamish, but by the fact that I put a chayv into the matzah where it's going to be genizik, it's going to be nevad, that in itself is considered a ma'aseh matzah, right? That's
yisrael
nesivus.
Yeah. Sometimes you think, someone's dorming, remember, they thought it was just garbage, they throw it out. They put it like in the street right there. And it ends up being a roommate or something like that.
Ends up being gay?
A roommate. It wasn't half gay. It wasn't.
Right.
So it'd be the same thing?
That's, it's a double child. You want to know if I put it in the street, it's considered a mazik, since from my side it wasn't mazik. Some it is, right? And then you have a different child, whether the fact that I didn't realize that it was his, is that enough? Is that a reason to be mechayev?
Is that the same child? Is my son the same child?
So two different childs. No. You're asking, the nesivus only deals with the second half. I know it belongs to someone else, and I went ahead and put it into the street. But let's say I made a mistake. I didn't realize the value of the chayvus. I didn't realize who it belonged to. I thought it was someone else's. And if it was someone else's, I have a right to put it out. That mistake, what's the story with that? That's a story. There's a story about that. We're going to learn, as a show. If a person doesn't realize the value of the chifetz that he's watching with all of us. So that's really a similar type of thing, right? That we've had a lot of times. That's one shot. That was one place where we shtelled it to. There's other place where we shtelled it to. One time, someone was given a suitcase to watch, and to bring with him, and. He was pesheim the chayfetz. He totally forgot the chayfetz. He forgot the suitcase. And the person was today a tremendous amount of money. He says, "You don't understand what was in that suitcase. It was all full of brand name stuff, and now it's totally lost." The guy said, "I was just a note was inside of it." I thought it was like, you know, whatever, regular things.
What type of story is it?
So anyway, that's the shadow. You don't know. You have to understand. It comes off the Siddur of Kabbalah Shmir, right? That's what it comes off of. Do I have to know what I'm watching? When I get the brown paper bag, and I have no idea what's in it, how much is my achrayus? Do I have to assume that there's $100,000 inside of it? I have to assume that it has a lot of value. And the guy doesn't tell me. You know, sometimes they don't tell you what's in it. They tell you it's clothing. I don't care what type of clothing. Do I have to assume that it's expensive clothing? Like that type of thing. What's the shiloh? And then in that sugya is the sugya that you're talking about. Where you're mazik something, you didn't realize that it has value to someone. Just very similar to your shiloh. Maybe. Okay, fine.
So the girl is a mazik with
it? I'm sorry?
This girl, once you put it on the window, so she becomes a mazik?
She becomes a mazik when there has it's a skala. You know, obviously, cold mud is there, so she's a kibu, she has the ability to be meshiv the hezek, right? She has the ability to go ahead and give it back. But it's in a matzav now of ofer. In other words, what you're asking is a little bit. The way I would ask is a little bit different. Is that once someone's ma'abed something, like this case, let's say someone leaves the shoes alayim aderech. So the guy is ma'abed. No, it's already over. Do you have a right to take it? Now, in other words, let's see this compares to Avid Midas, right? Avid Midas, do you have a right? You have a right to take it? You have a right to take it.
That's nice, that's one that's accusing the car.
No, that's Shikha. Oh, Shikha,
right?
Avid Midas. No, Avid Midas means that it's nicker that you left it there. Yeah. We have to put Midas means Midas. Midas means Midas, right? Midas means if a guy leaves a suitcase in on the street in Manhattan and it runs up to go take care of something. That's Avidim Midas. Right? So Avidim Midas, you don't leave a suitcase out in the Shris Rabin in a place where.
Back in the car,
the car
and running
into
the store.
Right. That's an Avidim Midas. In a place, in a lot of most places, right? You leave a car with your keys in it running and you go, no, I'm just going to go get a coffee, go get a soda. It's an Avidim Midas.
Last night, you went to Dan Maravision. That's same as garbage in the keys inside.
But why is the keys inside the car? Is there a reason why? No, there's no reason to leave the keys in. No, these guys that leave the keys in is because they're scared to get a ticket. So they don't want to get a ticket, it's killing where they're going to drive. Why do people leave the keys to the car running? Why? Why? Why would that happen? Why would a guy do that? Just park. Just take the keys with you and go inside and get a coffee and get a soda. What's the advantage? So I always thought the shot was is that, so it could be they're stopping a rush, right? They don't want to even take the time of sticking the keys in the ignition and starting the car. I thought even more that they think that they're going to get a ticket if the car is running. Because as long as the car is running, so it's kilu ala derech, you know, we're still driving. That's how I thought the reason why, huh?
I think
it's
like a
ticket
in car running.
Right, but at least
you're going to
be...
In DMG,
everyone
blocks
them out, it's a hard... Right, that's what I think does. That's the minhag. If you block someone in, you leave the keys in the thing. But a guy that even in Gula, I heard stories.
He told me.
He went to Betzukah Mashiach and left his car on Matli Yisrael with the keys in and the car running. And when it came out, the car was gone. On Matli Yisrael Ali. Malkam Shahime Yahime Yisrael. Rav Yisrael Shashem Teru Mitzvah. Gone. Anyway, so this is the Shaila. The Shaila is, whatever, it's also not negate us so much. A little bit, it comes out of the Nesivas. Avid the Midas, like that, is a mutter for me to take it. Right? That's really the Shaila that comes out. The girl that saw this candy dish on the windowsill says, wow, what an idiot, why did they put that there? Someone that sees a car with keys inside of it, you say, what an idiot, why did they do that? It's a mutter for me to take it. Normally, Hashos Aveda is mechayvi to be matzel someone from Hefzer. But if it's Aveda Midas, so the Bailam themselves don't care about the Hefzer. So I don't have to worry about their Hefzer more than the Bailam, right? Normally I would say that if you're a guy that you saw the keys in the ignition, that if you want to be mechayv Hashos Aveda, I would say take the keys out and go to visions and say someone left the keys in the ignition. The same way if you saw a car with a light on inside of it, you would go into business and you would say, whoever left the light in the car, whoever has a car, you know, whatever license plate number it is, you know what they do. And then the guy goes to the Shemar Shabbos and he says, whoever, that's Hashem Zaveda. You know, the guys that go around and the guys that go around and say that you have to pay your thing, or, you know, they call them Good Samaritans. You know the Good Samaritans? The guy that put the quarters into the parking meters when they're starting to run out. That's a Shos Aveda. It's not Aveda Midas.
No.
Huh?
You do that all. You know that.
Where? Even in New York?
Yes, and you change. You can't put that in.
So we do.
What do you do?
You can't help anyone.
What do you do?
So there's one place on your block, you get this paper, you can do that in your car.
That's the thing that is flat here,
really?
Outside? Oh, no, don't really. People do that?
No, you don't that side. Doesn't this one? No one does that. You can't have
a cane
quarter anymore.
Okay. But here they do that. Here they have that also. Here they don't do really quarters in most places. If you want to park in you have to go to the kiosk and you have to put money in the door, right? Anyway, okay, fine. So that's an Aveda Midas. Kibshut is Machlok Tzvishen. It's Machlok Tzvishen. What Aveda Midas is whether you're allowed to take it or not.
Well,
no,
it's at the end of the
tzayit.
Where the shir is, or
That's something else. When the chiyuv starts from,
right? So that wouldn't be negiah again, like whether.
No, that's my shayel, right? That's my shayel. Anyway, we'll see that. Okay, fine, vayker. Okay, so that's what the nesivus says. So atim l'chacham yech kamay. The nesivus is an important yisai that you have the ability to be chayv al samazik, even though I wasn't mazik the chiyuv zupayel. Okay, fine. That's that rate. Lamaisa, I want to get into the sugya. Like I said, there's two halakim to becoming a shomer. One is kinyan shmira. That's what we just went through right now. Machlokes rishonim. I want to discuss kabbalah shmira. Okay, kabbalah shmira. The sugya of kabbalah shmira starts from really from the Gemara. From the Gemara, says that hanach lefonai shemer chinam. It's a shem Gemara. If the Reuven asks Shimon, please watch his tapes to me smartly, and he says, Hanach Lefonai, and he covers Shem Rechina. I'll say Shem Gemara. It's a Gemara specific. What if you say Hanach Stam? Fine, put it down. You don't say put it down here, put it down upon you, whatever it is. You say put it down. Stop. Is it considered kabbalah shmirah? Now the Rif says that that svikadidina we go lekula for the shomer. So really you'd be potter by hanaf stam. That's number one. Now let's just go through the makaris about kabbalah shmirah. So far what we have is hanach. We have three cases in the Gemara. Well, one case in the Gemara in Bava Metzia is Hanach Stam. Hanach Stam is a suffix. We pass in that you don't become a Shomer. Hanach Lefana is a Mishnah that you do become a Shomer. Hanach Lefanecha, you're also not can become a Shomer. You're saying that the Bakashah put it down, but you watch it. There's another Gemara that talks about being Machnas Ashar into your Chatzar. Machlek Sharbi and Rabbana. If you're Machnas Ashar into your Chatzar, there's a Rebbe holds you're not Mekabel Shmirah, Stam, unless you say that I'm going to wash it with Feirish. Rabbanan say you are Mekabel Shmirah just by that's the fact that I said bring it in. The Rif passes like the Rabbanan that you're Mekabel Shmirah, Taste in the Rush passes like Rebbe that you're not Mekabel Shmirah unless you say so with Feirish. Which means, what does that mean? That means that if I just say Machnes, bring it into my Chatzar, so the Allah is going to be that you're not going to be Mekabel Shmirah. So that's the thing. The chayr that's only by a chotzer. Chayr that's only by a chotzer, where I can go ahead and I say bring it in. There I'm not mekabel shmir, but rather my kavana is that the balabai should watch it himself. So where the rishonim kick in, that's basically gemaras and the piskei halacha. Where the rishonim kick in is that they discuss where exactly the machlekes are. I mean, the avonim where exactly the whole shail of the gemara of hanach stam and hanach lefanecha, where exactly that those dinim apply. So basically, there are three mekaynas really that the rishonim talk about. We have the shok, we have the chotzer, and we have a bias. Right. Those are the three places where we have to discuss where exactly kabbal shmir works. You know, if I'm standing in Machane Yehuda, someone comes over to me and says, "Do you mind washing this bag for a second?" I say, "Fine, put it down."
I said, "Fine,
put it down." Well, that's kabbal shmir. So shmar li, and I say, "Put it down." Okay, fine. We can clear about the fine. Let's say, put it down.
What's an airport?
I said, put it down.
What's an airport?
This is a good child what an airport is, but I tell the guy, put it down over here. Put it down over here is also a child. If we shouldn't put it down over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says, put it down over here is the same thing as Hanach Stam. I say, put it down, what's the halacha? It's halacha l'mai, so we're going to have to pass in that kipshutai. What we would say is, if you just go to Gemara straight, that Hanach Stam, the Shomer is a potter, right? The problem is that it's not so pasha. What's not so pasha? Because the Rosh says the whole shaila of Hanach Stam, Hanach Lefanecha, and Hanach Lefanai is only by a bias where it's Shomer, where the Mafkid is there. But the makom where the mafkid is going to pack out, it's not going to be around anymore. Then, as long as I accept watching it, and as I accept that, I say fine, put it down. Hanach lefana, hanach lefana, all those things where I showed some yichusa to the thing, to the mice, even though it wasn't a good kabbalah shmir under normal circumstances. Then the rush holds that you're going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv to watch it. So that's the truth of rush that I mentioned before. The truth of rush says that where the mafkid is not going to be there. So then, obviously the potential shemer is going to be mekabel shmir because who else is going to watch it? So as long as he says hanach, he says put it down. Then obviously what he means is he understands what the situation is. He knows it's going to be mekabel. So it's hard to know. In the case where I just gave you, your machmir that the guy has a bag of vegetables and he wants the it's crowded. He doesn't want to have to schlep it around. He sees you sitting around over here. What the halacha is? For example, I'll tell you a case that someone asked me, and this was a good shaila. Someone came to a rav to ask him to speak to him to look at a Megillas Esther for him to see how the tzav is and to see whether he's come back for him to buy it. So the rav had a waiting room, and he was sitting in the waiting room. He was sitting in the waiting room. And the hours of the rav ended. So the rav saw this guy there, and the rav told him, leave the Megillah here. So the guy said, fine. Left it. Came back the next time there was Kabbalah's call. Megillah's gone. So Shaila was, is the Rav Chaim. What do you say?
It's a vice.
It's a waiting room. Let's leave it here. Hanachstan.
Very honest.
He had it with him, and he said, leave it here. He left it there.
But he had the
choice to rush. If he knows the Baal Bayit, if he knows that the guy is leaving, then Mechara, why do you have to choose a rush? If he knows you're leaving?
Who's leaving?
No, that's the shout of the way it was in a waiting room.
Waiting
room? No. Yeah, why not? I'm not sure if it's bias. What's a Pshat and bias? A bias means that what's the reason why by bias the rush holds that there we say Hanach Stam is not considered a Shmir, or Hanach Lefanach is not considered a Shmir, because the Kavanah is that the bias is going to be Shemir for you. Right? That's what the Rosh says. Otherwise we can understand what you mean. I'm going to watch it, but someone else is going to watch it for you. So it could be over here the Rosh is masking that Chassarin in the Shmir. Or it's Russia's masking that in these cases it's just not going to be a problem. Shiloh is the waiting room. Does it need Shmira mitzad atzma, yes or no? If it doesn't need Shmira, right now that was the Shiloh. If a waiting room doesn't need Shmira, so then the Rav is not Mekal Shmira. If a waiting room does need Shmira, then according to the Rosh, the Rav was Mekal Shmira.
Depends on the
Tzibur,
that Tzibur
is. Yeah, could be. Well, you hear that.
No,
I'm just telling you the Tzadim. How does she go? That's the question. You have the Tzadim. The Shai was, we have to just be Mavar. What's the story over here? At least our regal achas with the Chuvah Sarash. Well, my son, it gets, I'll tell you, because it gets a little complicated. I'll tell you why. Why is it getting complicated?
You want to put it down there anyways. You want to put that in the city for them.
Where he says you leave it here, what's our welcome? Hey, here I never saw anyone that makes the chiluk. You're saying it's far. I'm not sure. I never saw anyone makes the chiluk. But I'll tell you the truth is that the chiluk between bias and Rishus HaRabim is not posh, is not so poshut. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch when he says it, the Shulchan Aruch brings the two as a rush, and he says the Ramad explains Lamina de Ma'amar Hanach Stam Avishem Erkinei Ol Bokam Amishtamer. Even though over here the case of two as a rush was Hanach Stam, the reason why he's still in the Kabbal Shemira because the guy's leaving. The problem is that Mufurish in the Agoy Sashri, that the case of the Mordechai, I'm sorry, it's Mufurish in the Mordechai, that the case of Hanach Stam is even in the Rosh Hashanah. That's what the document, the Ramal continues, and says, Veishchol Mishiru, Vafil Mangshe Eno Mishtam Lavi Shem Achina Machi Yomar Halach Lafana. The way the Ramal goes is that there's a Machlekes Rishayim. Machlekes Rishayim, where exactly the Shail of Hanach Lafanai applied. For sure it applied Hanach Lafanai, he says that for sure it applied in the Makam HaMishtamer, the Gemara. The Makam HaMishtamer for sure is possible that you weren't Mekabel Shmir with Hanach Lefanai, with Hanach Stam and Hanach Lefanach. Question is, in the Makam Sheinu Mishtamer, was I Mekabel Shmir then or not? The Ramos says, the Rosh says yes, I'm Mekabel Shmir since the Makam Sheinu Mishtamer. The Mordechai held no. That's what the Rosh says. The all the achrayim say there's no machlokes between Mordechai and the Rosh. The shaila is exactly what the case is. The Bach, the Sma, the Shach, they all say depends whether the mafkid's around yet now or not. If the mafkid's around, so then he's not makabel, not necessarily he's makabel shir. And that's the case. And that's the case that the Mordechai was talking about. The reason why the Mordechai said in the Irsha Sarabin, Hanaf Lefanecha Yonam Mekabal Shemira, is because the Mafkid is still around and he can watch it. But in the matzah where the Mafkid is not around at all, so then Avada Yonam Mekabal, then Avada the Halach is going to be the Mekabal Shemira even with the Hanaf Lefanecha. That's what the Sma Bach and Shach all say. So if there's a Machloik, well, it comes out like this. Let's try to be Mesachim and Klor. What comes out like this is that the Ramah held that there's a Machloikis. What the din is in the Rosh Hashanah? In Rosh Hashanah, are you mekabel shmira when you say Hanaf Lefanecha with a lashon gerua, or are you not mekabel shmira with lashon gerua? The Rosh holds you are mekabel shmira with lashon gerua. What do I mean when I say lashon gerua? Hanaf Lefanecha, Hanaf Stam is the lashon gerua of Kabbalah shmira, right? That's a lashon gerua. Are you mekabel shmira lashon gerua? The Rosh says Rosh Hashanah you're mekabel shmira. Why? Because it's not shomer. The Mordechai holds you're not mekabel shmira with lashon gerua. That's how the Darkimayshah went up the Gemara, went up the Machlokes Rishayim. The Bach and Sma and the Shach say no. That's not the Machlokes over here. There's a klal in when a lashon gerua works. When does lashon gerua say when does the Gemara mean the lashon gerua doesn't work to be mekabel shmira? When it's going to be shomer anyway? It's in the house. The mafkid's there. All those cases, the lashon gerua is not going to be considered kabbalah shmir mitzad the shemer. When is lashon gerua yeah going to work? If it's not going to be nishmar, it's baderach, and the guy's not going to be around, and the guy's leaving, then a lashon gerua doesn't mean that you're not mekabel shmir. We're going to assume that you are going to be mekabel shmir anyway. Where's the machlekes the Mordechai and the Ramah? Machlekes Mordechai and the Ramah is in a case where it's a Rishus HaRavim and the Mafkid is there. The Rishus HaRavim where the Mafkid is there, Mordechai held that you're not going to be Nachamo. In the Rishus HaRavim, the Ramah says, so that means that the Mordechai held in Rishus HaRavim, if you're not Mekabel Shmir, you're Mekabel Shmir Lashon Gerua, you're not going to be a Shem. Even if the mafkid's not there, they're not going to be there. So comes out Nachamo. Where's the machlokes of Mordechai and the other achrayim? Case of Mordechai and the other achrayim is going to be in the Rosh Hashanah, and the mafkid's leaving. Rosh Hashanah and the mafkid's leaving. What's the halacha? Mordechai holds you're not going to be a shomer because it's felt from the Kabbalah. The Ramah says since you're leaving, we assume you're going to be mekabel shmir. That's what the Rosh. That's what the Bach and the Sma and the Shach hold. So in that case, in the case of where the guy's packing out, Rosh Hashanah, are you mekabel shmir? So we'll come out. In the case I just gave you, you're in Machin Yudashuk, and the guy says Hanach Stam. What's the halacha? Are you mekabel shmir? You're not mekabel shmir. The shemir says Hanach Stam. Machlokes Achrayim. What the Mordechai held? Machlokes Achrayim. What the Mordechai held? According to the Ramah, the Mordechai held Hanach Stam is never mekabel shmir, even in Machin Sheinu Mishtam. According to the Bach Sman Shach, it is Kabbalah Shmir. You hear? That's what's going to come out. Makom she'ena mishtamer with lashon gerua. What's the halacha? So that's all. You have these cases where you're perhaps going to be where you're going to say, oh my gosh, of course I meant that you shouldn't watch it as I'm leaving. But we're going to say, one second, is it makom she'tamer, makom she'ena mishtamer? So it's going to be hard to be moitzimani from the shomer. If you go with the Ramah, there's an open Ramah that says that even a Makshin or Shtamer, Allah Shabru is not going to help. Okay, that's going to come out. Machlok Zachrayim, it's going to be hard to invite some money. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Okay. I wanted to just discuss the Ramban, right? This was all mitzad the Bakasha. This is all mitzad the lashon that the potential shemir used, right? This is what we call kabbalah shemir, hanach lefanei, hanach stam. All those things is where the person asks him, could you watch this for me, or what can you do over here with this thing, and could you shmar me? He says, and the halacha is that if he doesn't say a good lashon, he's not going to be a shemir. But that's all mitzad the shomer. What about mitzad the mevakish? In other words, the Baal HaBayis, the mafkir. What Moshe Nasi have to say in order to lock the guy up? In other words, do we assume that when he asks a person to do something, that you're going to go ahead and you're going to be mekabel shmir? So makar, what's makar? Makar is for this halacha. The makar is for this halacha is the Ramban in the Ramban in Taisus and Achad. What's the case of the, what's the Gemara say? The Gemara talks about when you become, well, there's certain times that a person doesn't become a shomer. When don't you become a shomer? When don't you become a shomer? The Gemara says lishmar b'lei l'klei. Remember that Gemara says lishmar b'lei l'klei. If I say, if the Baal HaBayis says you have a right to go ahead and rip this chefetz or mo'abit or destroy this chefetz, shem Gemara lishmar b'lei l'klei. That means even if I got the chefetz, the Baal HaBayis says you have a right to rip it, you're not going to become a shomer. So the Baal HaMor learned shan up in the Gemara that if I tell someone that you can rip off the chefetz, I can you can destroy the chefetz, that's a chesaron in the bakashas shmir. I don't become a shomer. If you have a right, if you go ahead and tell me you rip the chefetz, I don't become a shomer on the chefetz. So meal if I'm plesheya, I'm potter. That's what the Baal HaMor learns. That lishmar v'lel kraya is a p'tur in shmir, not a p'tur in mazik. If I go ahead and I mazik the chefetz, so Vayu Bichai says the Baal HaMor. That means Lishmar B'lei L'Kraya means Ich bin nicht ein Shomer. What's the mile of not being a Shomer? If the Baal HaBayis gives something to the Shomer, I'm not the Kraya, that's a spirit of Musad of Shmir. So the Pasuk is telling me, you're not a Shomer if I give it to you in order to be Kareya. Let's say I'm Kareya B'yadayim, says the Baal HaMor, I'm Chayim. Let's say if Shia happens, says the Baal HaMor, I'm Potter because I'm not a Shomer. Right, that's what the Baal HaMor says. Rambam says no. Rambam says, we don't need a pasuk to tell me you're not a shomer, because you need something much more to become a shomer. And it's not the fact that I gave it to you and I said you can rip it up. That's pasuk. You're not a shomer. The pasuk must be coming to pater me even if I rip it to pile. That's what the Ramban says. Teich Dvaro, the Ramban explains that what's a shot? Why can't I? Why is it pasuk that if I give it to you, I'm an asa kareya? Then I'm not a shomer, because he says the only time you become a shomer is only when I say shmarli. If it says Ramban, if I say tzlisli, that means hold on to it. If I say to you inechaba, which means keep an eye on it, you're not a shomer. Position Ramban, open Ramban. The only time shmir works is if only I have a clear bakashas mechila. If I don't have a clear bakashas mechila, then I'm not going to be considered a shomer. Kulam shomerim etze, lo pashut. Right? That's what the Ramban says. So all these cases where a person goes ahead and says, hold on to this for me, keep an eye on it for me, Ramban would say you're not a shomer. Even if I kind of agree to go and get it, because it's not going to be, you don't see that's not considered our bakashas nechila and the bakashas shmira, that's going to be goyim to make someone into a shomer. It's in our Ramban says. Aber Lamaisa, the Nesivis and Ches, and also the Machan Ephraim, they all say that if it's Muchach Minei Yudei Mitzad Etzem Zach, that obviously I need to be Mekabel Shmira, so then I'm being Mekabel Shmira on the thing. So I'll tell you the case where I was always mistaken about. A guy says, let's say you're going to the bathroom. Like I said, at the airport, I remember we had these cases a couple of times where a guy says, okay, I'm going to the bathroom. He doesn't want to bring his hand luggage into the bathroom, right? So he sees, a guy standing outside, here in Tel Aviv, you have all the yidden running around. He sees, a yeshiva bachur, a yeshiva man outside. He says, could you keep an eye on it while I'm going to the bathroom? What's that look? As a shomer or not a shomer? Huh? Hold on to this for a second. Here, I'll take it. Hold on to it for a second. I'll tell you another case. I had a case. It was at a shomer. I don't know, quite the Ramban. I will say, if something happens, you're not a shomer. You forget about it. You'll go.
I know Nesivus agrees with Ramban.
Because he says that where it's muchach, that I mean that you should be a kabbal shmira. That's a different thing.
He also said that Shabbat and he pulled it, he's also the time.
I'm sorry? He said he learned, they learned off the Ramban, and also Machnafarim says the same exact thing. That if you do a maisa to bring it into your Rishos, then that there the Ramban never said his din. Ramban, when he says Shmarli, that doesn't work, that's only if I never picked it up. So I'm craving the Alamas. But however I get out of the Kenyan problem. But let's say I picked it up and I'm holding it. See, the Machna Fraim Sina say Yochai. Because that shows a Nichusa and Kabbal Shmir. That's what both the Ramban and Machna Fraim say. Both the Nesiyas and Machna Fraim say. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. That what the Nesiyas and Ramban say is all the fee is Eni Hadayim. It has to be clear that the person really wants to be Mekabel Shemir and the Chetet. So I'll tell you where Azma Sufik. Where Azma Sufik is, where I got the Shaila, also the girls answered the Shaila, already a couple times they answered the Shaila. They went on a trip. They went on a trip and there's a photo op. You have the whole chevra together, and they're all smiling and they're all saying cheese. So what do? So for Kinneret, they get one girl to take a picture for everyone, right? So the girl gets all the cameras, and she, you know, all the every single girl has a camera. So you know she has to all 40 girls. You have to take 40 pictures in a row. So the kids are. She was holding the camera, and she dropped one of them, and it broke. That was one case. So it's a double shaila. The shaila is what's Allah dropping something. Okay, that's really a mazik shaila. Shaila is b'chal whether she's mekabel to whether there's considered there was kabbal shmir over here b'chal. Huh? No. That just the whole. That's the saying. Hold on to it for a second.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah.
Could be.
Any Malvin Brothers?
No. I'm working for them. They're not working for me. How are they working for me? You need them to be the Baal Chepetz, or for me to be created by Levi. So Lamaise, that was one thing. Like these. Huh? The shadow was that she's chayav automatic. So Alamal, I thought she was chayav automatic. She dropped the thing and she broke it. Then I found out that the pshat is that she's holding 40 cameras at one time. And when you give the camera, it's aldas came that you know that she's going to be holding 40 cameras. So I said that that's you the azagan afshay. That's what I thought. So I passed it. I told him it's a putter. If you give a camera to someone that's holding 30 other cameras, that is, they said, you know, she puts like 30 cameras on her arm to actually see them. I thought that was like, that's a good enough shape. But that's what I'm asking. You know that. Two days, the first time I got the shower was Machai, the girl. And then after a couple of years later, I was in the fire, that's what happened. So it was really a toast. And then I wasn't behind the Mitzvahs well enough. It's really bad to me. Should be chayav because it's a regular mazik. What are you dropping a camera for? But I was behind that. That's the way really things work.
What's the busy thing? Tell your father to tell her.
No, I didn't know who she was. Wait a minute. Didn't know what to do. Yeah, Akhapanim. So that's the thing. So if you saw, the Nesivos had this story with the guy that put the money inside of the ground. Inside, he says, could you hide this for me? And he put it in the ground. And he was in the beginning of his aleph, whatever it was, days. And he said, you're potter because there's no kabbal shmir. Shish Rakakwezi had a safe in his house, buried under the ground. After the war was over, Chofar Nifkar Akaka Laitzi Shalai, Idiel Amach Bishar Haitzi Shalai. He dug in the ground, took out his thing, and he said, come pick up your money. And then the Bikun got stolen. He says, Chai, Lainatsa Shemer Kal, Kim Shlemer Shmarli. He says, you didn't say Shmarli. Here's the thesis. Your putter, why? Because the guy never said watch it for me. He just gave it to me. So could you put it in your safe? He says you never put the shibur of shmir on this guy. And he said, and he said that, and sad the fact He says the Vamakam and the I'm maybe mitzad etzamakam in each shmir, so maybe lead the Ryan in the mice is that the guy has to wash. He says Vamakam ain't our shmir by them. He says you put something in a hidden safe under the ground. He says the Makam itself is shmir. So Tam Muchach Pachal Matzim Shmir over here.
They have to read it out.
But he told them, he was made to him, that the shmir is over, that this is it.
Shmir over?
He never was a shmir.
Doesn't he have that time to go there and get it?
Whatever it was, he was a block down, and the guy never came.
That was the case.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we're talking about something. They lived in the same city.
Take it off and say, "Okay, go get it."
Right. Okay. Fine. Then that's a shower. Whether you're mazik or not. Again, he didn't do a ma'aseh b'kof ha'chefetz. So it would only be a grama, I think. If you're a shomer on the chefetz, you can't open the pit, dig open the safe, and then say that's a shia. That's why I'm just leaving the door open, right? But let's say you're not a shomer and you dig it open and you leave it open. Mazik. It's grum, I think. You didn't do a mice in the guf ha-chefetz. You opened the door in front of the chefetz and now pricks the car with the gana came in. That's mazik. It's a grum. So I don't think you'd be chayef anyway, even if you lived far away. The guy was maybe to him and the mice was taken away. So he says, the only chiv would be mitzat shomer. So there's two reasons why the Rambam would be masking to the matzah of shomer. What's number one? Where you say shmarli and I'm in kabbal. So shmarli is classic lashon of shmira. Number two, if the makom mitzvah mitzat atzma, it could be that the etzem fact that I took it and I put it in this place, I'm a chayv mitzat. There's a chiv shmira. So he says that you're chayv. It's like a bias. Like I said, here, put it there. That's also the shaila. That's also the shaila. There's a good big shaila. With the guy that took the silver, you know the story with the guy that took the silver. So that also is a big shadow that comes up sometimes. It's very negative. When I was younger, I used to go away. We used to go to America. So you have silver stuff. So they're nervous to leave it around for a whole month without supervision. So they take a bag and they bring all their silver to the neighborhood.
Did he even know this stuff?
Yeah, right. Yeah, without getting into that kind of shaila, whether he knows, he doesn't know. A bag full of silver brings it to the neighbor. Right? The neighbor takes it, says, "Do you mind washing this while and we'll come pick it up after on Rosh Chodesh Iyar?" Comes back to the neighbor, not there. Doesn't know what happened to it. So it's not Alfred. He doesn't remember where he put it. The cleaning lady was around, maybe the cleaning lady took it. Could be that's a shia. Leave it around when the cleaning lady is there. Chayav or potter? Sofik, what's sofik? Why is it sofik shia? You would be chayav or shia.
Only an episode of shia.
But you don't know. So what's halacha then?
Sofik shia, you don't make shia.
Huh?
You don't make
a shulam b'shalom b'shia. Because you can't say it was b'shia, right? You can't say it was b'shia. Because maybe it was. So the shayla is whether there's a shayla, right? The question is, no b'emes. You're right, you get the complications with the shulas and with the sveikas as an example. Am I a shayla b'chal? It's a shayla.
I did it to my neighbor. I told
him
shayla.
What did he say? With low, low, low?
He gave me silver. I said shayla.
Shmarli.
I told you
that. No, I said, do you mind if I store this by over Pesach? I said, fine. What's halacha? My shemir? No, but pashut. Aleph Beis. You learn this sugya now? Could I store this? Could I keep this by you over Pesach? And he says, fine. Shemir, not a shemir. The bariel.
People say, I'm not
even. He goes somewhere else. He goes somewhere else.
Damn, this is a sugya.
I
know that. So you're a very careful person, and you.
Clearly, they don't need to be a shemachim.
I don't care what they mean. I want to know what the sum is. If they don't say anything, no. He said, "Fairs, I don't want to be a shemachim." That. We'll see in a second. But on them, without that.
If you don't do that, aside,
that's what I want to know. My side didn't say shmarli, and he didn't say I'm watching
him. You know that.
Why? No, that's the thing. I'm not a cop. The bias is watching it. That's what I meant. I think it's a shock inside, though, that that's what people mean, right? So I would say. I'm a cop of personal achrayus. I'm a chayfet. Ask Rimmer. Rimmer would never be masking. No vemos. He no, the father not the Kabbal Shmir.
You would say,
right.
Have you there?
I'm not
being
bad
to
the Nesivis.
Then you're fine.
Why didn't have the Nesivis? That's Mamish the Nesivis. The safe is watching it. That's Mamish, that's the Tushtal. Tushtal the Mice of the Nesivis. Right. The Nesivis says, if it's in the safe, I'm Kabbal Shmir. Because my Kavana is that the safe is going to watch it. Here too, my house will watch it. Do I have personal achrayus? Am I going to personally watch it? Make a face.
He assumes he had a safe for you. The only thing is, why am I allowed to view it?
That's an akuda. That's an akuda. But lived in doesn't mean that I'm being kavashim shmir. Lived in means that whatever that it's the ganovim to stay away. Right? I hear your pata. I hear without getting into any shaylos. Right? You're busy clearing the safik shia. We didn't do some of the safik shias and shulas and things like that, but. If you know, someone comes to me straight and asks me the shayla, I would say that I think it's a chasar in Kabbal Shmir. No? That's what I think. We've had over the years, and we've had a lot of shaylas like this. Oh, we had a fate in another case. I just remembered now. We had a guy came to me, it must have been already a little while ago. He told me that he was coming from America. He was coming from America, and this is today's shiloh that I just remembered just now. The very negay things that we've spoken about today. He's coming from America, and someone asked him to bring something to Eretz Yisrael for it. What was it? It was like a bag of corn chips. So that's, you know, you can get corn chips here. You could get corn chips.
It's not stuck.
Huh?
It's not stuck.
I'm talking about the real...
Why? You get why is now over here.
You get why? Yeah?
I did.
So, for whatever reason, I don't know why they sent corn chips. I think it was corn chips. Brought corn chips from America. He said, could you please bring corn chips? Yes, stay there and bring corn chips. Okay, without getting involved, okay, whether there was Kabbal Shmir, you should know, every time you go ahead and take something from America, you have to clear whether it's Kabbal Shmir or not, right? You declare whether was a Kabbal Shmir, was Makoshes Nechiva, Makoshes Shmir or not. So what happened was, he came to Eretz Yisrael and he started unpacking his stuff. This bag that he was supposed to deliver to a neighbor or whatever, to someone supposed to come pick up his bag that had snacks in it, he put on his dining room table. Okay? So he said the next day, now his wife was still shiddle jet lag, his wife fell fast asleep on the couch, and his kids were jumping on the table. He says, and the corn flakes became corn flour. He just wants to know what these mechuyev to pay for. No, that was a shayla, mom. That was like, what was the shayla? So it really wasn't a Kabbal Shmir. So I didn't want to get into the Kabbal Shmir part.
Why not? Because
it gets complicated. Was there a Kabbal Shmir? Was it not Kabbal Shmir? What did he mean to say? What did he not mean to say?
You
I had a
time.
What
that
was.
Why is it in the shoes?
Mm-hmm.
To make sense for America, it just feels like shoes. Big shoes in the...
And therefore?
Why?
Is there anything wrong with putting courtships on my dining room table? If my wife is sitting on the couch? No benefits.
How did he get it?
No.
See, how she is
the only way to be mechayev is if you're a Mazel, right? Because maybe. Here's what Mazel did in the Shikha. So you get into the, there's two shaylos. Number one, okay, look here, so Rabbi Martin wants us to go Keseder. Okay, so let's go Keseder. Keseder is, number one, are you a Shomer? If you're a Shomer, you're a Shomer Chinam. The fact that you put on your dining table is Erev Shia. Number two, even if you're on the side, even if you're not a Shomer, The fact you put it on the table did a mask, nice mask, like in the seeds.
Mazik is
chayiv.
We'll get into chayiv.
No, mazik is chayiv even if I'm not a shomer. That's not
cool. See, mazik only.
The ma'ala being mechayiv of mazik is that I don't have to deal with my helkish. How did you become a shomer? Did you not become a shomer? Or whatever it is, right? So the first thing I was clearing about over here is the putting on the dining table is considered is the nesivus or not? The nesivus of it's never. I don't think so. So then the only way you can be mechayiv him is mitzad shomer. So then you have to start doing drishta chakiras. Did you become a shomer chino? So let's say you did become a shomer chino, like the Rosh says, like he said.
I think that's a
pshita. The second challenge is a pshita from the dining table.
I don't think so.
Here, those are the two steps on how to deal with the shayla. Without getting involved in shmira, the chalal, are you a mazik? By the fact you put in the makom avod, like the nesiva says, that shayla can become chayv out from the maisa mazik, just by virtue of the fact that it's on the dining table.
The kids don't want to eat it, it's on the dining table.
His wife was there. No,
he can't.
His wife was there.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes.
No, mazik is chayv because you're a mazik.
Everything?
Yeah. Not everything. To know mazik is a mazik.
You sit there and not be halashmir and you break his oath.
Right. Mazik is a mazik. Mazik is a mazik. Mazik means that makabehim yishalman. You smack the thing, you broke the thing. Right, exactly my point. She has nothing to do with mazik. The fact that I put it on the dining table, it's like, you know, it's like I put it on the. It's like I put it on the table outside and vision it, and someone comes and eats it, right? You know? You leave something outside, a thing. Then maybe
yeah, Shiloh and Yeshiva, a guy brought.
Yeah.
A guy brought some pastries for a Kiddush. And the rule in Yeshiva, whenever you put on the dining table after marriage, it's not a rule, it's understood that everyone gets tefer.
Right.
For some reason, the delivery man put it in the kitchen for the dining table. Entire
shit. I heard this story.
Very expensive,
like Napoleon cases. Right. And a shout out
to the guy who pushed our eating, it's wanting to know if he was in Queens by any chance.
Right. Or you're
going to
see.
He
ate
the
delivery
man. What are you going to do? Because they get the delivery man for deliver.
The delivery man put it in a place where he put in a mask.
He was told delivery to
you.
He was told where. No one told him where.
So the shout is it normal for them to get such high quality stuff?
They do it sometimes.
They do? They've got sushi.
They've got leftover sushi.
Could be the mazik. Yeah,
the living man wasn't told where to put it. He just told
the
great
yeshiva. Yeah.
The kids,
we know that. I heard the shayla. We handled all this stuff. There's a sudden in the child. I hear, but listen, for this case, you hear the two things I'm trying to tell you.
Is the question different on the silverware, though? If I put the person in the silverware case put it on his dining room table? Would that
align to
be the same child?
Why not?
Is it worth publishing? Well, it's not to be the mazik, and then I guess
probably it's not mazik. Yeah, I don't know. What do you mean?
Because back then, he was in the closet, he didn't attempt to hide it.
Was the guy knew that he wasn't attempting to hide it?
Give him back. Now the person.
I hear it. It's not considered. Shomer on the dining table. Here, the shayla is put on the table until the person says, come pick it up. So, yeah, we have to clear two things. Are you a mazik by putting it on the dining table? Then we don't have to get into the whole sugya shmir. Step number two, if you're not a mazik, are you a shomer? And by putting it on the dining table, you're a pesheya. That's the shayla number two. I think the answer is no to both shaylas. I think I patched it. Anyway, that's an example of
the jet lag. Maybe that's not Shia.
Yeah.
So let's say she wasn't jet lagged.
I asked the guy how often his kids are dancing on the dining room table.
You would have to explain him that.
No. I hear. Okay, fine.
So should that be a chiluk?
No one.
If I'm standing awake and I'm not falling asleep and they're jumping on it, That's much more kind of psia than had I felt a little bit, but then I can understand maybe it's more together in it, you know.
Painashina, everyone knows Painashina is rough. I fall asleep, you know. So
but this way, if I'm supposed to be there, I'm supposed to be watching the kid, and then they're jumping on it, it's more kind of psia.
Why do I have to? The question is the fact that it's on the table, is that considered shomer?
If something gets smashed, you're shomachina. You don't prevent
it. If you see someone
something
getting
shafted
and I'm a shamer, then you'll have your
pocket. So that's a job.
Right, but here she's sleeping. So the question is, I didn't see it.
What's it again? If I will, that's not the
case. That would be the
difference.
Yeah, for sure. And we have a bunch of cases. We have cases with a computer.
Why you don't suppose?
She was sleeping. I said, that she's a shamer, but it's not a shia. It's the fact that she should think that her
kids.
I didn't have to get involved so much. I didn't have to get so involved.
Even if you are.
I said, even on the time you're a shamer, I didn't think it was a shia.
But for Ariel, do you think that he's a shamer or not?
If what?
If she accepted,
I'm
not a shia, but are you a shamer?
The mice in this case, are you a shamer? Depends what you said, depends what happened. You're a shamer. You're a shamer. It's a shamer. Under simple circumstances, you're a shamer.
No reason why.
No, you have to find out. You have to ask him. What did he say? What was the conversation? But some of the milsa is, can you take this from me? That it's mamish case. It's mamish case of the rush, and you don't have the chesaron of the rush that you're missing a mashicha. You have a mashicha, but there are clowns and cases, right? Mamish case of the rush. Could you take this? Yeah, fine. Put it in my suitcase. Put it down. I'll put it in the suitcase. The zikr is a mashicha, right?
No,
that's only done by behema, where behema walks by itself. Where I'm pulling something inanimate, I'm not as poshut that it's not. I'm doing the kiddum. Okay, the last thing is the truth of my rik, just quickly, and that's how people get out of becoming a shemer. Where it says, if someone comes to me and says, could you take this for me? And I say, Hashem Arts, and I'll bring it for you. He says that you're chayiv, that there is kabbal shmir. So the chayiv and the nesivus will ask him in the chayiv shmir arta. It's a reposhet that the kavanah was that I don't want to be in kabbal shmir. Lamaisa, most people nowadays, and I guess that was the shvach they used to use in those days when the person didn't want to be in kabbal shmir. They used to say shulchayu arta. There you have a chayiv marik and says nesivus. I think that's still someplace. It's not like the marik when you say shulchayu arta. But the kavanah is that you don't want to become a shemer. Nowadays, when people don't want to become a shemer, they say on a chayiv. Right?
Why
would anyone ever
become a
Shemir Kenyan Shemir?
Why would the Hamas Kenyan Shemir? I mean, someone asked you to watch Rosh Hashanah. I'm like, sure, I'll watch it, nothing Christ. Why would anyone ever not say that?
Why would not say that?
Because
they don't.
The Umdana is different. It's time. The Umdana today is that.
I'm not saying
Christ.
Right.
You think even that?
Does any vision hold you can't just think there's things being Shemir Kenyan Shemir Christ? Any vision says to the word?
That's the title that the lesson of learned shemer. This is what they were screaming about. So what kind of seichel is that? I'm doing someone a favor, and you're going to be b'chayv me too. Kind of chutzpah. It's not right. That's what he said. I'm doing them a favor. I'm schlepping this entire to Israel, and halachagav lichvish to malchim b'mavayis. You're going to be b'chayv me if anything happens to it. And the answer is yeah, if you're a pesha. It's someone else's. No, the pesha is like no. Rabbi Bergman is saying that's not fair. So Avada, the stomach of the milsi wants to say it's on achrayas. Avada, it's not true. I have something that belongs to someone else. It's an achrayas you have towards other people's things. Let me ask you. If I ask someone else to do me a favor, to bring something from here, to keep an eye on something from me, I want him to be a stomach of the milsi, not to have achrayas.
So you have difficulty
collecting money from someone else. I have no problem with that. You have difficulty. The question is whether you sign for now, whether you should pay me. This channel I get all the time. I get all the time. People with shame, they borrow things. So borrowing, you're kind of you're always high, right? So they say, yeah, I know that they plunked in me. I get this always, right? She borrowed the blow dryer, and she plunked it in without the transformer. And there was a big fire, and it doesn't work anymore. They won't know if they're high. So.
Says, I feel bad taking the money. They want to know if it's mutter not to take the money. So I say, you want to give him a ton of the bakasha? So I say all the time. You want to give him a ton of? You want to know if she's chayef? She's chayef.
Is he not supposed to tell him that it's the wrong card?
It's the wrong?
You can read it. That's
not the matter. You're saying it. And I heard, well, I didn't.
You could clear. But if it's if it's something that's normally 20, so then you don't have to then demand a chanami. Not necessarily are you clear to check unless the guy tells you. This is the lack of amira is a good child. We had a case of lack of amira where someone turned on the door in someone's house. And the person didn't tell them, they were lending out the house on Friday, and the person didn't tell them that if you turn on the door, you know, you're gonna burn out the whole thing. It was broken, but the guy didn't tell him. So he's a shoyel. No, he's not mispasmo. It's happened. It's not mispasmo. Never worked. It never happened. It wasn't malacha. You didn't learn this before. The child is with a lack of amira. The fact I didn't tell you don't do this is that you that's it on Avshay. That's really what Rabbi Mar is
saying.
You're a mazik. That's a child. Okay.
But it doesn't break. You did it.
When the second you turned on, you did a maisa. And Marshall, normal use of the apartment.
He's not talking, he doesn't know 35 minutes to turn out. So
what?
You give the apartment, she wants to. Either charge utilities on top or it's Nisla.
No, where? I rented the apartment or I rented something for Shabbos.
She rented something else.
Okay, renting is a different story, maybe.
Less the money?
What? Maybe.
My parents rented a bar apartment with someone, and they reduced the crack by so much time, and then the American crack was transformed. The transformer was not flawless. Even with the transformer, I'm shot the crack by blue.
Blue? Lugami?
Yeah, the crack by that's true. The transformer, they're not meant
to use the transformer?
They use the transformer.
The same drum.
The transformer is not in the works with.
Yeah, but it's just one. If it's not all times.
That's not flawless. That's not small. The classic is lachah because I'm using something. Of course, I'm using it in a normal way. It broke. So you're saying, well, this is the normal way to use it. Happened to be that it was broken. So maybe that's why it didn't work. So the shadows, you're asking, maybe that's nisim lachah. Maybe. Okay. But if you don't want to be mekabel shmira, you should speak it out. Okay. You can't assume that some of the milsa, a person doesn't want to be mekabel shmira when he takes something. Some of the milsa is that when the baal bais packs out and there's no one else to watch it, the baal bais wants you to make sure to keep that his things doesn't get ruined. You should leave it around.
Can you make a decoration? Any family that do anything to you is a Christ.
You want to walk around with it around your neck? Like, what?
No, this guy always asks me to bring stuff to me. So I make him.
Yeah,
right. A Krishna, it was Hashem Hashem.
You have to tell him. You have to tell him. Yeah, why not?
Another person, for now and
for now, we're making a pick for you with Kli Akras. Why not? How about it?
So you go over to everyone and everyone.
Everyone. You can do that for Hotanish. You can even tell people that it's Kliya Christ. But that will work. That works. If you master Shemachinam Lias Pot, you're going to say that I'm going to take him of Kliya Christ. Why is he giving it to you? Because he assumes you'll be responsible. You're a responsible person.
No.
Just in case. Like, if it happens, I don't want to take responsibility. Right? That's basically what the idea is. All right, fine. Oh. Yeah, Shtika. Shtika is the Machin, the stuff of the Machin Ephraim.
She
does that enough. Just because I was quiet doesn't mean that I was going to take it. Unless it's muchach from the matzah that it did mean I was going to take it.
Right?
The guy walks away or I took it. Right. It could be then shtika is kaidah. If I did a maisa with the shtika, so then it could be we say shtika is kaidah. That's what they say, that they did a mashikha together with the shtika, it works. That's the shtika dara. If I just sit there and I don't say anything, could you watch this and I don't say anything, but then later on, or after the person leaves, I take it.
He doesn't take
it
for the
guy
what's
the wash. Okay, fine. So anyway, so we're going to be Mamshech Zayin with right, Kisha Makhul Bisavai and Kabbalah Shemira and Kinyan Mishira by Shah Shemira. We're going to do, and then we're going to do Chazar from Shemira. Okay? I've got a human, just to make a copy of them. Okay, fine. Very good.